Tuesday afternoon, as always, we head on over to Appleton to the Appleton Public Library and visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's your week going so far?
Good. We're super excited because we just have had so many fun things going on this month. I can't hardly believe it. Right now, this week, we have we've been having a pumpkin decorating contest. So we provide pumpkins, and you can pick them up and decorate them. It's for, you know, children, whatever, and stuff. And they are starting to come in, and you would not believe how creative our kids are. I mean, number one, we have, like, over 30 that want to participate, which is wonderful. Right. And now all these pumpkins are coming in. Oh, you'll have to just check our Facebook page out and see them. Oh, they're just so fun. I just absolutely love it.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, every Wednesday we have some activity after school for kids and everything. And then we kind of do a few things on the side. We have a table set up with some different, you know, arts and crafts or activities and things for anybody to stop on in and give a try. And then we run some sideline activities, too, like this pumpkin decorating contest. But also, we are having an author here. In fact, tonight at 7 p.m., we are having a Minnesota author, Barbara Lucker. And she is from St. Peter, Minnesota. And she's written a couple of books. And they are like romance, mystery, intrigue, family stories that just draw you in because of all the incredible storyline. Our book club read one of her books this last month. And it's just still sticking with me. It was just such an incredible story. I hope we have a good turnout, and we welcome a Minnesota author. And that is here tonight at the Appleton Civic Center, here at the library, at 7 p.m. So, yeah, we're super excited about that event.
Good.
And everything, yeah. And then, of course, we have all sorts of things going on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. We have Design Your Very Own Hat Project, an after-school program for kids. And then Steve Starrood will be here from 4 to 6 p.m. to help with, you know, computer, ABE, ASL, any of your tech questions and things.
Yes. Hey, speaking of Steve, Cindy, we should congratulate Steve. He received a huge award.
I know. That is so awesome, and he deserves it. Yep. He really does. I know here the people that come to all of his programs that he has here, they can't say enough about him because he just has such kindness about him, you know?
Yep. Should mention that Steve did receive, he's the Lock Brawl Community Education Director. He received an award, the Regional Community Education Educator of Excellence for Region 2 of the state of Minnesota. So
I know that. It's just super exciting, and we're very happy for him.
Good.
Yeah. And then Monday on the 24th of October, we have our book club. Our book club is going to be early this year. And so that will be a week early on the 24th at 5 p.m. And we're reading The Rose Code by Kate Quinn. And then the last Wednesday of the month, which is the 26th, we have Lego Club here at 3:30 p.m. And it's for all ages. And so, like I said, something going on for everyone. And don't forget Halloween. You might have to stop by the library because we might be giving out a few treats.
All right.
And maybe we'll be in costume. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, knowing you, you'll be in costume.
We'll have to see.
Okay. All right. So that's the activities happening at the Appleton Public Library. So let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Yes.
What do we have there?
Well, you know, it's October, so there's a lot of new releases of materials and books and everything. And so John Sanford has a new book out called The Righteous Prey. It's his 32nd book in the Prey series. Go figure. And then Jody Picoult has written a book with Jennifer Finley Boylan, and it's called Mad Honey. After returning to her hometown, Olivia McPhee's son gets accused of killing his crush. You know, she's always got a twist to her book.
Yep.
So Our Missing Hearts by Celeste Ning is 12-year-old bird gardener goes on a quest to find his mother, a Chinese-American poet whose work he was taught to disavow. And then Ellen Hillebrand has a book out called Endless Summer. It's a collection of 9 stories set in the summers of Nantucket. And some are new short stories, and there's a couple that have been out before. And just so people know that when they're getting that particular book. And then Confidence Man by Maggie Haberman is a new nonfiction book. It's a New York Times White House correspondent traces events from Donald Trump's rise in New York City through to his post-presidency. I guess we just can't leave that alone, can we? We just have to keep talking and talking about all sorts of things that happen. Because then now we've got another one also. Grace by Cody Keenan, the former speechwriter for President Obama, recounts events that took place during his 10 days in June 2015. So it's all about the presidents, or former presidents, I should say. And If You Want Something Done by Nikki Haley, is the former governor of South Carolina and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, shares her journey and profiles female leaders. So lots of new things, and if you have a favorite author, stop on down and let us help you find out when their next book comes out or help recommend a book for you. We're all pretty much readers here, of course. Mm-hmm. And
So what are you reading, Cindy?
Well, right now I'm reading the book club book because I have to get it done for Monday.
All right. All right. Real good, Cindy. So why don't you tell us about your website and your Facebook page and where you're located?
Sure. We are located in the Appleton Civic Center for now because our new space is getting, a facelift, reconstructed, all this and that, and so we won't be moving until this next year. I know I keep getting asked that question all the time. And then another thing is you can visit us on Facebook to find out the latest happenings, our website, and check that out. Of course, always check digital content because the digital library world is open 24/7. And we have a lot of things on there, magazines, books you can listen to, all sorts of different things that are available.
Okay, real good, Cindy. Well, thanks for your time today, and hey, we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
All right, that's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.